to Hatchery Talks. Thank you for listening to this new podcast series from Royal Pas Reform.
Hello, and welcome to Hatchery Talks. Thank you for listening to this new webinar from Royal Pas Reform. My name is Eline Holtzlag, and I work as an incubation specialist at Royal Pas Reform. Today, I want to talk to you about early feeding in the hatchery. And to help me with this, I would like to welcome my colleagues, Lotte Hebbink, incubation specialist, and Erwin Prinsen, product manager and sales director at Royal Pas Reform. Lotte has been working as a researcher at Royal Pas Reform for over 4 years, and she has been closely involved in the development of our early feeding solution. On her side is sitting Erwin Prinsen, also my colleague at Royal Pas Reform, and he has been responsible for the Smart Start feeding project from the start.
I work at the R&D department of Royal Pas Reform, and since the beginning I'm involved in the research in early feeding. And let me tell you, there's a lot of research involved.
Well, we'll talk a bit about that later. What about you, Erwin?
Well, thank you, Eline. I'm happy to be here. As a product and sales director, I'm very excited to be able to talk about Smart Start, the project I was involved with from the beginning. It was quite a challenge to combine the market requirements with the technical design, but I think together with the professional R&D department and our external partners, we made a very successful project.
So I think most of our viewers will know what we're going to talk about this afternoon, but I think it might be good to explain it a little bit. So conventionally, when chicks are hatching, they are not having access to food, water and light right at the start. These chicks normally have to wait until they are placed at a farm to receive that. And although we have a lot of chicks in the hatcher, they don't hatch all at once. So we have a so-called hatch window. And we also have some chicks that are hatching earlier on that will have to wait quite a bit longer than the other chicks before they get access to food. Now, if we have a post-hatch feeding system, they don't have to wait as long and they have immediately access to feed and water and light in the hatcher.
That's right, and the hatch window, that's actually the time between the hatching of the first and the last chicks. And there are many factors involved depending what the hatch window will be. For example, the uniformity of cooling down of the eggs after laying in a breeder farm, the egg storage conditions at the hatchery, the uniformity of heating the eggs to the incubation temperature in the setter. And a good hatch window is between 12 and 24 hours. And under suboptimal conditions, it can be longer.
So when we're talking about a longer hatch window, let's say longer than 24 hours, all these chicks have a yolk sac that they can retain energy from. So is it then really necessary to give them feed immediately?
Yeah, that's true. The chicks have a yolk sac and they can use it for around 3 days. But what we think is that they will use the nutrients from the yolk sac for energy and not for development, and especially the chicks that hatch early in the hatch window.
But when we're talking from point of hatch, the chicks are hatching up until the placement at the farm, that's always gonna be a certain amount of time. We're talking about not just hatching, also pulling time, processing of the chicks, waiting time at the hatchery, transport even. So what are the effects of all these processes combined on the effect of early feeding then?
We know for sure that all these factors have an influence on the performance of the farm, and we are still studying the exact relation between those factors and the effect of early feeding. You have biological factors, for example, the eggs. They can be laid by different breeders, different strains, and also different ages, and that will have an effect on the effect of early feeding. But also process-related factors, for example, the speed of processing the chicks, the hatch window, as we already discussed, but the transportation time, so that will all have an effect.
I've also seen that, well, not just recently, I think the past few years, the animal welfare topic. It's becoming quite a hot topic. That must also have something to do with why Royal Pascoform is coming up with this solution, right?
Yes, well, it's actually there's various reasons why customers are interested or the market is interested in early feeding. For one, we see that it can help to improve farm results, performance in the broiler farm, for example. We're looking at first week mortality, growth, feed conversion even. Another reason our customers and the market is interested is possible antibiotics reduction. A very hot topic around the world, of course. But indeed, animal welfare is one of the reasons that post-hatch feeding, especially in Western Europe, became such a hot topic. And animal welfare can, of course, be used for marketing reasons. If you want to differentiate in the market, it can help then to access a specific buyer's market. But on the other hand, in the Netherlands, for example, early feeding is becoming mandatory. So in two and a half years from now, all hatcheries and all integration need to have a solution for that. So it's quite a hot topic, but animal welfare is indeed very important in that.
Yeah, so it's basically starting right here in the Netherlands, and you think it might also be rolled out all over the world, or?
Yeah, depending indeed on the reason why a hatchery thinks it's appropriate for them. Again, if they are accessing a certain animal welfare market, or if it's because of their policy, or maybe even in some more countries it becomes a requirement, then of course these hatcheries can be interested. But I think the biggest and the majority of the hatcheries in the world are looking at the farm performance, why this is so interesting.
So, as a direct result of this increased interest, Royal Pascoform decided to come up with a solution for the post-hatch feeding, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the interest from the market and the discussions we had with our clients all over the world made us start the Smart Start project, or at least starting the R&D project, which ended up with the solution for Smart Start. We had, of course, some key points. We wanted to make it easy, practical, and flexible. That means that our starting point was our existing Pascoform Smart Hatch Pro hatcher. We integrated light in there for the chicks to see the feed, and of course white hatcher baskets to reflect the light and maximum for the chicks. The light we integrated flush in the ceiling, so it's the hygienic design of the original hatcher is still there. Because hygiene is one of the most important topics in the hatchery, of course. And the feed balconies outside of the hatcher baskets are there to have the feed being dosed for the Smart Start solution.
Right, because we have the balconies on the side of the hatcher baskets, right?
Yeah.
Lotte, I think you were more involved with the idea of the whole balcony itself.
Yeah, because we have the lights in the ceiling. The lights shine directly to the bottom, and then when the feed balconies are outside of the basket, the feed is best visible for the chicks.
Erin, you said something about the dosing of the feed.
Yeah.
How did we end up with the current feed that we're having right now?
Well, actually, another important reason reason for the development in Smart Start is that we wanted to make an easy, practical and flexible solution. And for that, we were not very favorable of offering open water. So water and feed separately. So we were looking into a soft crumble with water inside. And also because we think that open water in the hatchery is very difficult to maintain hygienic. So the feed we developed together with DSM Twilmay, and that was based on a feed they had already available, the after egg feed.
So Lotte, you actually tested a lot of feeds and you found out that this feed was the best for the chicks, or how did you actually find this feed to be the best?
Yeah, we let the chicks decide which feed they like best. So we tested several commercially available feeds. And yeah, they liked the semi-moist feed from DSM Twilmay the best.
So we already mentioned that feed is one of the key ingredients in this whole Smart Start solution. I actually called with Marien van der Brink, poultry nutritionist at DSM Twilmei, and I asked him basically two things. What is so special about after egg food, and what makes it so good for our Smart Start solution?
The nutrient levels of after egg food on dry metabases are based on a practical pre-starter diet for broiler chicks, which is fed for approximately 100 grams per chick normally. And the focus is on an optimal growth and development, mainly on immunity and gut health. We use easily digestible ingredients and also some unique additives, mainly from our DSM portfolio. Several trials have shown proven effects in both floor pan and practical trials. Better body weight at day 7 and even final body weight improves. The product consists of a red-colored agglomerated crumble structure with favorable physical properties. And the product consists of at least 30% water from a hydrogel. And that high water content is important because the old chicks have access to water normally via the yolk sac, but that's not sufficient. So additional water is physiologically desirable. And that's why we provide the chicks with extra water via after egg food. So it is a so-called two-in-one solution. The hydrogel we use is developed with universities, University of Leiden, research organizations in OVO, and some specialized supplies. It consists of water and unique ingredients, increasing the water binding capacity, and also ingredients to prevent microbial growth. The function of the hydrogel is to decrease the speed of the normally huge evaporation because of the dry conditions in the hatcher. When using this two-in-one solution after egg food, no open water system is necessary and hygienic conditions are controlled. Because of the favorable structure, so it's very soft and sticky, the broiler chicks like it, and we see nice results also in improvement of average daily feed intakes.
So next to our semi-moist feed, also the light is a key ingredient for our Smart Start solution. So earlier I spoke with Hans van Diem from Philips Signify, and I asked him, what makes your light so special?
So let me tell you what makes our light in the Royal Pasriform hatcher so special. If you look to the eye sensitivity of humans compared to chicken, then you see in the slide that there's a big difference. Humans can see red, green, and blue because we have red, green, and blue cones. And chicken can see red, green, blue, ultraviolet, and they have a double cone in red because they are much more sensitive to the color red. So what we have done for the Royal Pasriform hatcher is that we created light that optimizes the presentation of the feed and also stimulates the locomotion of the baby chicks. What happens is that when the baby chick comes out of the egg, it sees the reddish color of the light and then it moves to the feed balcony. When he reaches the feed balcony, he sees the optimum performance of the feed. How do we make this light? Well, the special about this light is that we mix red, green, and blue LEDs to the sensitivity of the eye of the chicken. So you have an optimum fit between their sensitivity and the light we deliver. That's what makes our light in the Royal Pasriform hatcher so special.
So if we're looking at the chick itself, what are the benefits for the chick?
Well, of course, we can offer improved animal welfare in the form of offering light at the time of hatch. Access to feed and water is also, as an animal welfare perspective, an improvement. And this access to feed with the water has a very positive effect also on the development of the intestinal tract.
Yeah. From science point of view, there are many articles about early feeding, they don't all agree with each other, but in general we can say that the intestinal development starts earlier when they have access to feed, and also that is beneficial for the nutrient uptake and for the microbial colonization of the gut. And what people often don't know is that 70% of the immune system is present in the gut. So when the gut starts to develop earlier, the immune system also starts to develop earlier, which can be beneficial for better disease resistance. And all these advantages, we see in the field that it can lead to lower mortality and also better feed conversion.
Yeah. Can we make this benefit from this access to early feeding? Can we make it actually visible for us? Can we measure the improved animal welfare, for instance? Or
it's a good question, and I think if we see what's happening in the Netherlands, for example, is that the early feeding will become mandatory, and one of the reasons for that is that they link animal welfare to first week mortality. And trials we've done with 2 million chicks, for example, showed that we indeed with Smart Start have significant lower first week mortality rates, which would then mean that the animal welfare has been improved.
And we mainly see that in chicks from young breeders, the lower mortality.
Is there any particular reasons that did we expect something like this?
Yeah, we have some ideas. The eggs from young breeders have different nutrient composition. For example, the yolk has more water and less lipids, and the chick needs those lipids and protein for growth and development. So that could be a reason. And also, the yolk absorption during the last days of incubation is lower for the chicks from young breeders. And they have difficulties to mobilize lipids from the yolk for energy, so that could also play a role.
So if the chicks from young mother hens have less energy available, they would benefit the most of a little extra energy from the site, from the feed?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we sometimes call this correction of imperfection. So that means that if something in the whole production line is less optimum, Smart Start can really help to compensate. For example, indeed, eggs coming from young breeder flocks, long storage times, anything which influences the quality of the egg, for example, or the incubation time, can be beneficial for Smart Start to improve.
So enough talk about the biological aspects. Can you summarize the ways that Smart Start gives the hatchery an advantage?
Yeah, I think Smart Start is a solution for everyone, creating the perfect start for newly hatched chicks. And basically, there's several reasons. We have maximum flexibility, which means that there's a flexible use of individual components of Smart Start. That together with the easy integration in existing hatcheries. Smart Start is based on the Smart Hatch Pro Hatcher of PastReform, meaning that also existing customers can convert their hatcher to Smart Start, but also in the meantime, still can use that hatcher for regular hatching by switching between the amount of eggs in the Smart Start basket. And therefore it's adjustable for different circumstances. And together with the precision feeding and the intelligent lighting, we have the complete Smart Start post-hatch feeding solution available while maintaining optimum hygiene in the hatcher, because animal welfare is very important, farm performance as well, but food safety is also by far number one. So all in all, I think it's an easy, flexible and practical solution.
So easy, practical and flexible. That sounds like a perfect wrap-up.
Thank you for listening to Hatchery Talks. Hatchery Talks is a new initiative from Royal PAS Reform, bringing together hatchery professionals to share the latest insights, trends and tips for best hatchery practice. Royal PAS Reform, for the highest number of best quality chicks.